The Rise of the Coral Gables Plantation. In 1910, Solomon Merrick became ill, and George was asked to return to South Florida to manage the family's expanding grove and vegetable business. By this time, the family was able to afford a newly constructed family home designed by George's mother, Althea Merrick. The house, built with coral rock and featuring a gabled roof, also served as the plantation house. Thus, the Merricks named their thriving citrus and vegetable business as the Coral Gables Plantation. This house, known today as the Merrick House, is a nearby historic site open to the public. After Reverend Merrick's death in 1911, under the management of eldest son George, the family acquired additional land. By 1921, they owned about 3,000 acres. The Merricks were ably assisted by a large number of Black Bahamians who were experts at cultivating crops in familiar surroundings so much like their homeland. The Merricks sold their fruit in Miami or shipped it via train to markets elsewhere. According to some accounts, the Merricks operated the largest grapefruit export business in South Florida and were the first to ship carloads of grapefruit up north by train. The plantation prospered, and the Merrick family's humble beginnings seemed far behind them. In 1916, George Merrick married Eunice Isabella Peacock, the daughter of two of Coconut Grove's most prominent pioneers, Robert Alfred S. Peacock and Lillian Fro Peacock. The Peacock family had owned and operated the Bayview House, later called the Peacock Inn, the first tourist hotel in South Florida, built between 1882 and 1883. Merrick built a home for his bride called Poinciana Place, situated on the plantation just west of the Merrick House. In the photos of the booming Coral Gables plantation, circa 1920, one can see how the Florida pine rockland habitat had been pushed back as more and more land was claimed for the citrus groves.